true. The life I knew. And there's something in my eyes, just had to be you. Had to be you. Had to be you.
Something in my eye. Oh, yeah. It's Sunday Night Gold. Hey, I'm WB. Joining me shortly will be the jazzy one. We're going to focus tonight on Black history through music. Kick back, grab a glass. Basilica, Gramsci Lewis. Oh, that was real good. Hey, nice set there. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. You know how we do it. We circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting found anywhere around the world. And this is Sunday Night Gold with yours truly, WB, and the Jazzy Diva. Hey, Jazz. I know she's there somewhere, so she'll be with us in a second. So, I was just preparing.
I'm here. Okay. Hey, okay. What's up?
Okay.
What's
up? Well, you,
there I am. Hi. Yeah. Happy Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, you picked the list. I mean, you set the stage, so I'm going to give the, pass the honors to you to tell the audience what are we doing tonight.
This week is our tribute to Black History Month. Black History Month is almost over, but I picked a bunch of songs that scream freedom or that talk about the struggle. And as we all know, the struggle is real.
Right. Absolutely.
So we have to pay tribute to this month because it's the coldest and the shortest, but it's the best. So.
Yeah. Okay. And if we extend over to the beginning of March, oops. Okay. All right.
Anyway. Oops. Yeah. And remember, we have an extra day.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason for that. We'll tell the audience later.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies resound. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. March on. Chastening what felt in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughter. Out from the gloomy past till now we stand at last white gleaming star is cast. Is our God where we met thee. Lest our hearts drunk of the wine of the world we pour. forget the shadow beneath thy hat. May we forever stand true to our God.
True to our God.
True to our God.
True to our native land. True to
okay, I have to drop the mic on that.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Yeah.
When I first heard this, I think, now, they competed in an a cappella contest, didn't they?
I think so, yeah.
And I remember hearing them, and I had, we had talked about it, Roy and I, the professor, mm-hmm. Professor Pop Culture, we had talked about a cappella groups at one time. And mm-hmm. I couldn't think of the name of that show. And I really, really liked it. And I wish they had kept it up because they had some really amazing talent, you know. And the only instruments were their voices. And
right.
I just absolutely loved that. I absolutely loved it. And so I believe this group was there. But I'm trying to remember the name of the show. 007. Text me the name of that group because she bailed me out once before on this a couple of years ago. And I keep, oh my goodness, absolutely loved it. What I want to say about that, number one, the song, as a matter of fact, if you guys were listening to the Boomerang radio show, we had a very interesting discussion. One of our panelists wanted to know, well, why do we need, excuse me, two national anthems? And so we mm-hmm. broke it down. Oh, it was very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, you have a lot of people who haven't, the popular one, the one that everybody sings at sporting events and things like that. This
right.
is what we hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I'm going to say something about that right now. Why not? Hoot, do we need to sing a national anthem at a sporting event? It makes no sense at all. I'm not going to war. I'm going to pledge allegiance to something, then the game start. It is, in my opinion, extremely archaic. And it's not even needed. And so now there's a big discussion about this national anthem, that national anthem, where you should kneel or not. Man, cut this stuff out. And I tell you what, take politics out of sports altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I buy a ticket to go to see the game and listen to the music and the bands and whatever, whatever, right? You know, and just have a mm-hmm. good time. So anyway, I went there. But what I wanted to say about that group is because there's been pushback on this song right here.
Yeah, there has.
And I don't mean that lightly.
Yeah, people complained about it last weekend at the Super Bowl because, you know, they sang it at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this isn't the first year that they've done that.
But they've done that, right? They did it last year at the Super Bowl.
And I believe it happened before that as well. So,
right.
But all of a sudden with this climate, it's been pushed up another level or so, you see? So, but anyway, mm-hmm. Let me get back to the song. When it first started, I said, okay, I kind of liked it, but I knew mm-hmm. it was going to get better when it got to the climax. But what I noticed was how they changed the pitch and also the harmonies along with that throughout the song, which I thought was so unique. And to me, I think absolutely beautiful the way they did that. I don't know how the audience feels about that. Why don't you email us, William@studiowbuzz.com. William@studiowbuzz.com. Better still, why don't you go to the website? Go to the website, subscribe. This show will be up in the next 24 hours or so. Okay? So you can go on and you can click on this very broadcast and then mm-hmm. you subscribe, then scroll down and leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. Also, if you have any suggestions, anything you'd like to hear, because each and every week, Jazz, she will come up with a theme. right? And they're always fun, and the music fits the theme, and then we talk about it. All right? So,
Before we continue, let me give you a little bit of background about Committed. Committed is an a cappella group of 6 male vocalists from Huntsville, Alabama, all students at Oakwood University, a historically black Seventh-day Adventist school in Huntsville. The name of that show you're talking about is called The Sing-Off. They won the second season of the musical competition, The Sing-Off. They won the title December 20th, 2010.
Okay.
Because they sang that song by Queen, We Are the Champions.
I remember them singing that also. Yeah. It was a fascinating show. I absolutely loved it. Oh boy. I need to call somebody, call my people. No, I wish I had. Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll get that poll one day. But anyway, yeah. Amazing stuff. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so you got what the theme is all about. Like I said, each and every week, jazz will come with a theme. Okay. Oh, speaking of which, tonight, if you notice, if you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, I'm wearing my Groove paraphernalia. Okay. I'm doing it. Okay, let me sit up. And I have my shirt on with the shield. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm doing that is because we have, if you guys have been listening to me, for any period of time, when, we were located in Southern California, we had a show called, Groove Talk. It was called Groove Talk Radio. And we'd have grooves and occasionally we'd have a swing on and we'll talk about issues, anything from human rights to voting rights, to vote, you know, just practically anything, whatever the subject matter was. And so we have after not broadcasting that particular program for a couple of years, we have, revisited and revamped it. And now it's called Groove Swing Speaks. And it's going to air every Tuesday and, of the week. At 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 Central, 5 Mountain Times. And, my co-host is a swing. Her name is LaToya Cisco. Okay. Yes. And she's from the Raleigh Grad Chapter, down in Raleigh in North Carolina. Thank you so much. And so the whole idea is going to be, this is how it's going to be different. Because we are reaching out and connecting with grooves and swings around the nation. So each week we're going to have someone in from, it could be any part of the country, and they will talk about what their chapters are doing. So you guys are familiar with, your standard fraternities, okay? The Kappas, the Alphas, you know, the Qs, you know, and so forth. And Groove was started in 1962, the Morgan State. Okay. Uh-huh. And so, and the history, like, even though that we're a lot younger, we're probably the babies of the group, right? But it's designed as a social fellowship, as an alternative to the standard. But what I'm so proud about is that, I find that these chapters are doing, things in the community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's such as, going to shelters and also, going to food pantries and feeding people and things of that nature, cleaning up streets, you know, like the hard work, I'll say, talking about voting and human rights and things like that. And collectively around the country, we think, or we know that this will be an impact here. So I'm excited about that. And that's every Tuesday. Like I said, at 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East. So, and this is how we do it, folks. We do it power in numbers, especially if you have a positive goal, and you have, the energy. You can get things done. It's always worked in the past, hasn't it?
It has.
Hey, coming right back with the WB and the Jazzy Diva.
That's me. Happy Black History Month.
That's jazz.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus? I woke up this morning with my mind
Tamisha Pruitt Ray.
Stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind
Yeah, I was just informed by my co-host that was the wrong version. Okay, but you, hey, Jazz, haven't said that. I like that version too. That version too. But that's okay. Let's see if we have the right one this time. Let's check it out.
Woke up this morning with my mind.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah. We in the rock.
All right.
All right.
I like that too. Come on.
This morning with my mind, it was there.
Set your mind on freedom. Oh, 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 oh. Walk, 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 walk.
I woke up this morning with my mind. Woke up this morning with my mind.
Set on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Our traditional, what was that, honey? Yeah, hold on. Let me expand this a little bit. Oh, let's see.